Daf Kuvav Amid Aleph Yidugu. Yiru Min Hamisa, they should be scared of dying. The Meis Kadol Yishlidug, they should be worried. Hol V'Shalt Midas Adin B'Rosh Shabbayis. Since we see that the Midas Adin, the divine judgment, happened on the head of the house. The Meis Katan should be Kolam Aschilim and Katan, because for when it comes to destruction and bad things, Hashem usually starts from the smallest person. Chutz mechoyvel, but Adam by in a person, it wounds a person. The mekalkol, it's a destruction. Mechayiv, and he's going to be chayiv. The nan, because Mishnah says a chayvel chaver b'Shabbos is pater. A person who wounds another person on Shabbos is pater milashalim from paying. Why the nation need a benafshu? Because they're going to execute him. Umaver is a gadish, or lighting a pile of wheat. Mekalkol, it's also a destructive action. Mechayiv is chayiv. Can the nan be say over there? Baba kamo also. But who should look as a godish? Pater, the person who lights the pile of weeds, is pater minet hashlum from paying with nation in Menashe. Once again, we're going to execute him. And the mission in the kalkul who pater, because if it is destruction, then it is indeed pater. But tzarech the dam, he needs the blood. Hayotzim in the chavala, which is coming out of the wound, the kabul to feed his dog. Vim the kalkul, and if it was indeed a destructive process, eitzel nechbal. And even though it's something which is destructive with regard to the person who's wounded, the Misakin who ate Salakalev is still fixing, helping for with regard to the dog. But not call him a kalkin between even wounding and lighting a fire, because it's a contradiction. Rabbi Avol Parach, we're asking on Rabbi Avol Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda, the Islam Mekalkel b'chabura Potter, holds that wound destruction and a wound is Potter below Sparashenchum. We do not. It's not explained where that is. Actually, there is a Gemara in Ksuvis by the sugi of Pesach Psuach, but for whatever reason, Rashi doesn't hold that's enough. The linear, my sister is Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Malacha Shein Lesuich, the Gufa is Chayv Aleh, the Malacha, which you don't need the outcome of the Malacha, you're still Chayv. Hilkach, therefore, Chiyubu the Chayv, L'Sbetzarech L'Kalboi. Umavir is Betzarech L'Ofroi. Therefore, the Chiyub by wounding is when you need it for the blood for the dog. Umaver and lighting is when you need the dirt. Mishkachas of that, it comes out, it works. Even though it's a destructive process with regard to the work itself, it's still going to be helpful for some other purpose. Rabbi Yehuda, and for Rabbi Yehuda, he had gotten in such a case, malacha, he is concerned. Malacha, mishim tikkun achirim, because of the other fixing, literally, but fixing, but it means a positive purpose for other usage. Abu Makalkum, Ain Masakin is Potter, but Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's destructive as well as not helping in another place, would be Potter. Ralphagav, the ratio of the Masis and the Kimnik Rabbi Shimon. You know, the ratio of the beginning of the Mishnah we said was going like Rabbi Shimon. The Katani Koreal Mesoi is Potter, a person who tears over his dead is Potter. Safe as Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the Mishnah is indeed Rabbi Yehuda. Ubrice Rabbi Shimon, Namar Malacha Shein, the Sukh Lugufa is Potter later. If you do Malacha, you don't need the outcome of the Malacha, you're Potter. Therefore, Ain Lachachoybul Mavir Shein Makalkum. There's no case of wounding or lighting a fire, which is not destructive. If you're lighting wood, the kaderos in order to cook on top of them is makalkul, it's still destructive with regard to the wood. Mashu misakin etzel acherim, that which is helping with regard to some other purpose, Rabbi Shimon lo chashav, Rabbi Shimon doesn't consider that something which is important in order to make it chayev. The whole malacha shen tzuch legufa, because at the end of the day, you're doing the malacha and not needing the actual outcome of the malacha. Elamushim the makalkul b'chavolo b'havaro, chayev, but rather because when it comes to wounding by destruction process by wounding and by lighting a fire, indeed you're chayev on in itself, not on the other purpose, because the other kameas will learn out later. The actual yom, word yom, I feel the Shabbos is even a Shabbos. Umila is a wound. The chayev that comes out that all other mekalkel in the wound, the destructive process within the wound, would be chayv. But does Rachman havar the baskoyim b'Shabbos and Shabbos? Balei masakin kli hanami masakin gavrahu. That's also fixing up the person. Yesh malacha b'tikun zeh, and there is a malacha in this that is coming out of fixing something else. Bishul psila shumanik psila shall ever your lining of metal string. The niceness of being put into her mouth, the Derech Bishul, and that's considered cooking. The Derech Bishul, who said this is considered cooking, the Chayiv Ala Bishul, you're Chayiv on the cooking, the Shein, the Makalkala, because it's not destroying the metal, but Bishul while cooking it, and Masakin, the Serfa, there is fixing it and causing it later after when theoretically would cool off, it would get harder and stronger. Samonim is Moshe Malach is a Mishkan with regard to making the Mishkan. Rabbi Yosef Machvi, Hai Hasid Kful and Masnisin is Kful Mamish, is double, is Mamish double. The short distance between the pointing finger and the middle finger. You're just going to measure that twice. The difference between the pointer and the thumb. Pam echad one time, who kofel is double. The masnisa of our mission, the sheish, but kofel is double. Koisul shemein amula etzpa, like that which is between the pointer finger and the middle finger. Masnisa in the Mishnah, hatzot tzipur ad shechnisul migdal, until you bring it into like a box. Mishtayir velas, you're adding your chayif. Zuhi tzedas, so that is capturing it. Avlim mechnisul abayis, if you're going to bring it into a house, inu nitzah sakon bekach sakon sir captured. Shiyosi lo derech chalonis, it goes out through the windows. Daf kuvov. Omid base. It's sweet, nitzel, mishachnisel, the base, so it gets captured when you bring it into your house. But oh, but now, before that, then you close the door in front of it. Aval, mechnisel, again, you put it into a garden, the lechotzer to a courtyard, ain't zutzeda, that's not called capturing it. Hambuchus, zutzeda, shakosh, lechotzelsham, it's hard, difficult to capture it over there, can the farish, but Gemara, as we'll explain in the Gemara. Gemara, beaver, carpios, mukofim, these are empty areas which are surrounded like a corral. Ain't sudden the hembiyomt of Alma, you see from that lab needs of oimid kahoshablay. It's not considered as if it's already captured. Shemamina, therefore you see from there, Hamachnisal beaver, you may take it into the beaver, the corral, ain't do say thus, that's not considered capturing it. Vain listen of them is Zainus. Kavan, the ha, the hain muksa, since they're muksa, the law motzi, the mitrachalai, you're not allowed to trouble yourself over them. Ha, Rabbi Huda, hahi, the ain't sudden, that which you said you can't capture. Rabbi Huda is Rabbi Huda, the masnisin. Loi chashiv lo tzei da ashech nizul bayis. The Mishnah is not considering it captured until you take it into the house. Oifus ha-oifus kashiv lo red bein Rabbi Yehuda bein la Rabbanon tzipren lo migdol karmi. Because whether according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to the Rabbanon, they said in order to be chayiv on capturing a bird has to go into like a box. Beaver makara having nitzah is considered captured. Tzipren dror, masis in the katani tzipren lo bayis loi. The Mishnah which says that taking a bird into the house is not considered capturing is tzipren dror is given a free wild bird. Shadakalodah Ramayas Kibisada lives in the house just like in the field. Nishmatis Mizavas Zavas and goes from corner to corner. And sneaks away from the person. Hashilas is the Hokilo Kaminu, Literal Karbana. We're trying to make both the Rice and the Mishnah like the Rabbanan. Chaya Chayanami Mukmilu Karbana, we can say it's also going like the Rabbanan of Hobbiver Cotton. Mastis in the Hokha, the Mishnah over here. Baha, Mastis in the base of the Mishnah and Mesechus Bases, but we regardless of the large corral. Shchaya is merutza, is a way of running, but you're bending over to try and catch it. Oikse peyos, that's the corners, lishamit behem, to get away over there and hide over there. But idach kol mi she'enu kein, any other case which is not like this. V'chal d'pligi v'ha ukimno, the rabbanan ami b'ivar katan ami. We said that the rabbanan also talking about a small corral. My nafbalach mino. Kol shekein kaven deloy poligileh chasakavasi, only double. And if there's no machleik, if no one argues with him, it's certain that Allah is like him. So Marusa, hey, Omer Hashmuel b'zmir ba'alma. I want to say over the halacha just in a niggin, beloy tzerach without needing without any other need. Suma v'yashen avidi l'rbuye l'shamei to try and get away. Kishmar gishin yadadim when they feel the hand of a person. Uvtzana ayefes which is tiredness. Sheinu yafalosis m'kaimi can't move at all from its place. Nitzes v'aimi who is considered as if it's captured already before you capture it. Hakozim minchag of tar hu b'nechalon is a kosher locust which you can eat. V'minu nitzel kagoyin chagovim hagozim which is for example we're talking about different types of kosher locust. Sheinu b'minu nitzel tzirin. The wasps and the mosquitoes, which you don't need. Chagovim b'shas hatalineim is avros, the eyes get blind. Bahari hein nitzod nevayim them there. It's as if they're already captured before you capture them because they're standing and can't get away. B'kachos harbi b'yachal lavim at once. It's a swarm. Shehein muzumenos likach. They're just standing there. There is locust standing there to be caught. Even in the time of the dew, that if there is a whole swarm over there, that's when it is permitted. And if not, even though they're blinded by the dew, it's still going to be aser. Mastis in the Mishnah. So that is capturing it. Because there's two people doing the malacha. The normal way of closing the store is with two people. And therefore, each one is doing a malacha to below ihu lo misabde, because without him, the malacha would not get done. Rabbi Shimon Paitin l'taimei, according to his reason, the darish cry, the mifter, because he already made a drasha to exempt Ze'enu Yachol Ve'ze'enu Yachol, the Perek HaMitznei, and he already made a drasha to say people are potter if each one cannot do it on their own. We saw this earlier on Perek HaMitznei, Daf Sadi Beis, Omid Beis. Gemara, the Gemara. So Ari, I feel the Tosin, even you're holding Tosin, even you're holding on to it, Ainzu Tzidas, it's not called capturing it, because Shekoyis, when it gets angry, Mashka Sohelis, it gets destroyed, so if you're holding on to it, and runs away. Achik Masil, Gurziki Shalom, Beis Mishmar, Ha'osuloi Kimenteva, this is a cage, it's cage, made like a box. Mastis in the Mishnah, Hasheni Chayu Shehutza, look, he's the one who captured it, Ha'olamosh, the second one compared to the original after it's already been captured by the first guy. Without intent of capturing anything. A deer which has already been captured in it is being watched. Kind of also over here, the first guy gets up, it's only just watching a deer that's already been in there previously.